Supreme Court of India on 19th of April 2018 has rejected all the batch of pleas that sought an independent probe in the mysterious case of the CBI judge B.H. Loya. The bench comprising of the Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra, Justice A.M. Khanwilkar and Justice D.Y. Chandrachur had observed that this case has no merit because he has faced a natural death and there will not be any further probe towards this case as this would further doubt the integrity of the Supreme Court.
Soon after the verdict was out, senior advocate Prashant Bhushan, who was one of the petitioner's lawyer, called it a black day in the Supreme Court's history as he was extremely disappointed with the verdict.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने आज जज लोया के मामले में अपना फैसला सुनाया है और उन्होंने वो सारी पिटिशंस जिसमें एक स्वतंत्र जांच की मांग करी गई थी जज लोया के मृत्यु के मामले में उन सबको आज डिसमिस कर दिया है और ये बोला है कि कोई वजह नहीं है सुप्रीम कोर्ट को उन चार लोअर कोर्ट के जजेस की बात पर विश्वास न करने की.
To which the defense lawyer Nishant Katneshwar said that the Supreme Court has clearly expressed anguish about the conduct of the public interest litigation and somewhere they are filed to settle political scores.
These are vested interest litigations and nowadays public interest litigations are being filed just to settle the political scores.
The BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra calls this case a conspiracy by Congress, says how the Congress party and Rahul Gandhi had tried to do politics through the courthouse for political malaise.
Court has used the term to settle political rivalry aur mujhe lagta hai isse jaghanya tippani aur kuch nahi ho sakta hai un political parties ke liye aur khas karke Rahul Gandhi ji aur Congress ke liye jinhone court ke madhyam se rajniti karne ki koshish ki thi.
To counter that, Congress has raised questions on how the Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad had a copy of Supreme Court judgment in the lawyer's death case, when neither the public nor the press or advocate have got a copy yet.
While the entire judgment has not been made available as yet by the Supreme Court registry, verdict of the Honorable Supreme Court today has left many questions unanswered for all those seeking fair investigation and justice in the death of Judge Loya.
We expected that at least Supreme Court will give an order to set up an inquiry to know the truth about the whole affair. And everybody has a right to know the truth. And for that purpose, basically a transparent inquiry should have been set up by the government.
We expected justice, but this is not justice at all. So this is a new phenomenon, I think, started after 2014, that just eliminate the people who are opposing them.
Today was a very sad day in the history of Supreme Court of India. Supreme Court gave a ruling, but it's not a justice. We have to differentiate between ruling and justice. Supreme Court has not done justice to the lawyer family and to the people in large. Because I feel that still people do believe that Justice Loya's death was not a natural death. There was some mystery behind Justice Loya's death. There are more questions which have not been answered. And I personally feel that the battle for the justice will continue.
Yeah, I very strongly feel that there should be a thorough investigation into the circumstances leading to the suspicious death of Justice Loya.
The Supreme Court of India has given any justification to about any cases, so people of India should have to obey the justice and follow the justice.
This judgment is on only technical grounds. All points have not been considered. We should respect the Supreme Court judgment. We are not on that. Only thing is that the people, there is still doubt in public's mind. So that should be considered.
Submissions made by the senior counsel, Mr. Prashant Bhushan and others, indicated that there was some material on record which warranted at least a registration of FIR. And in that scenario, if at all the Supreme Court would have ordered an FIR, then the things would have been cleared and all doubts about the and all controversies about the issue would have been settled or put to rest.
See the case from very genesis of starting. There are so many killings are happened. There are so many murders has happened. There are so many riots has happened. And Supreme Court has not came to conclusion that who killed whom and who is the killer. There are so many matters you can see.
It is high time we all start, you know, following the Supreme Court verdicts. Because this is not the time when we start slanging each other, the political parties, you know, blame each other. I think we should respect the verdict, because now what will happen, that if we start questioning every verdict, then in future this will leave, you know, the matters open and there will be 20,000 more problems coming up.
The Supreme Court yesterday has dismissed all the petitions regarding the death of the CBI judge B.H. Lawyer. Not only that, the top court had also slammed the petitioner for maligning the judiciary too. Meanwhile, the political parties have continued fighting with each other on this issue. So did the Supreme Court really bring justice to the death of the Lawyer's case? Write your opinion in the comment box below. Thank you.